our next speaker, Jude Pam Allen.
Atlanta, 1964, Easter weekend. The room is packed. People are hugging each other and laughing. I can see how happy they are to see each other. I am at the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee's Spring Conference. I've come to the conference because I want to volunteer for the Mississippi Summer Project. SNCC is recruiting students to go to Mississippi to work in voter registration and in freedom schools. I'm here to learn more about Mississippi. People are coming onto the stage. They are men and women, former and current members of the Freedom Singers. One of them shouts, "What do you want?
Freedom!
When do you want it?
Now!
What do you want?
Freedom!
When do you want it?
Now!"
The room goes wild. We are yelling, freedom! Now! The room quiets. The chairman of SNCC comes to the podium. It is John Lewis. "Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests and my fellow warriors for freedom," he begins. "It is the hope of all of us that this conference will have some deep meaning for each of you." John talks first about the founding of SNCC and of the 4 years to the present time. Then he turns to Mississippi and he begins to talk about conditions in Mississippi, people who've been killed. And then he talks about the congressmen and senators. In 1964, all but one of the congressmen and senators from Mississippi had been in Washington for 20 years. That one had only been in Congress for 16 years. Since congressmen get power on committees according to how long they have been in Congress, Mississippi representatives were some of the most powerful people in Washington. John went on to describe two lynchings. The first lynching had been led by Senator Eastland's father. He chose how the man would be killed. He chose for them to use a corkscrew to take the skin out of this man. He then told of a second lynching that happened 20 miles from Senator Eastland's own home. In this case, a man and a woman were killed. The white mob cut flesh out of their bodies to take home as souvenirs. Most waited until the people were dead, but one person cut off the man's ears while he was still alive. No one was arrested for murder in either of those cases. My mother and father believe ours is a good country, yet I am sitting here listening to how Senator Eastland's father was a murderer. He was never tried or punished for the torture and lynching of people. I am hearing that Senator Eastland did nothing about other lynchings in his land. I am hearing that Senator Eastland is chairman of the Judiciary Committee and probably the single most powerful person in Washington. How can this be a good country if this man and what he represents is a leader of our government? I can barely hear John as he finishes his talk. I am overwhelmed with the horror. I knew there were lynchings. I'd never heard that women were lynched as well as men. I didn't know people were cut up before being hung or burned. I didn't know that white people took chunks of flesh as souvenirs. I feel alone, so alone. I look down at my white hands. Then I hear John say, "Today, in 1964, in the state of Mississippi, You have a Negro voting population of more than 400,000. If they could vote, Senator Eastland, Stennis, and their counterparts in the House would be put out to pasture, and the biggest roadblock in the way of progressive legislation would be removed. That would be worth dying for. The Freedom Singers come back on stage and we begin singing. We sing songs of freedom and struggle. We sing of courage and hope. We sing all the rest of the night. When we sing the SNCC theme song, "We Shall Overcome," we stand clasping hands, singing and swaying back and forth to the music. We are one living, breathing, hopeful group of men and women. When we sing the verse "Black and White Together," we sing, "Black and white together, black and white together, black and white together now." And we raise our hands above our heads, and I look and I see, and there are brown and black and white hands clasped together. And I am no longer alone.
Yes.
Thank you.